Okay, so what does the curriculum look like? Basic sciences, which will cover all aspects of anatomy, pathology, physiology, and surface anatomy with the areas of looking at markup, etc. The aesthetic side of things will be discussed in conjunction with the function anatomy. This one is the benign breast disease, all the guidelines, communication, running of a breast unit, and all the common conditions that will be seen at consultant level. We're not talking about... There's going to be a difference between the management of a benign cyst and intercystic carcinoma. So we will be raising the bar so that it will be a consultant level type of discussion throughout the course. Management of malignant breast disease module will have, in addition, the technical side of it, the operative side of it. For instance, there will be the index operations that are standard, the standards, the wide excisions, the localizations, the clearances, etc., will have to be covered in that. The student will be, or the trainee will be expected to pass those operations, and it will be the use of PBA by the tutor who they will identify on the ground. So if they are, we would expect all our trainees to be working in level 2 units doing this, because it's going to be at that level, from ST5 hopefully upwards. Therefore, they will be working at level 2 unit levels, level 2 oncoplastic training units. And therefore, once they work, there will be a contract between the tutor on the ground and the trainee. And the trainee will identify to the tutor that actually I need to pass these modules, pass these operations. So we, you know, and we are going to purely stick to the PBA route, because that is currently the only... I was at a conference last week and we discussed competency-based and operating, and currently that is the only tool with some evidence that it can be standardized. I'm sure other tools will be along, and this course will be utilizing, as time goes by, the latest in assessments, etc., but for the moment it will be the use of PBAs. Level of oncoplastic will include all the surgical techniques that a breast oncoplastic surgeon will do, up to LD flaps and pedicle tram flaps. And again, we have I'm delighted to see the faculty we've got in this area. We have, apart from the faculty that are writing the course, we have expressions of interest from 30 surgeons around the country to be involved in the practical aspect of training.